As the Boston Red Sox prepare to take on the Yankees at Fenway Park this afternoon, the iconic park is basking in the spotlight of its 100th birthday today, and fans are thrilled.
Dude, look at Ted Williams' fishing poles.
No way.
For the thousands of fans, both young and old, who gathered at Fenway yesterday for a free open house, getting to see Ted Williams' bats, awards, and even fishing poles up close is about as good as it gets. For Lois Dominique of Newton, one picture in particular stood out.
Him kissing the bat. That, to me, is just like true appreciation of the game and true appreciation for what he stood for and all he, the hard work that he did.
Number 9 Stuff is on display at Fenway ahead of the first ever auction of items from the personal collection of Ted Williams. One of the greatest hitters of all time, Williams played for the Red Sox his entire career, from 1939 to 1960, and the bats, baseballs, and awards from that time are going up for auction. Some of the proceeds will go to Williams' favorite charity, the Jimmy Fund. And online bidding is already taking place, some of it brisk, in advance of next Saturday's live auction at Fenway. We went to the park yesterday to see some of the first items to go up on display and met with David Hunt, the president of Hunt Auctions.
So this is the Babe Ruth ball in the collection. It's, as you can see, it's signed to my pal, Ted Williams from Babe Ruth.
That baseball is one of the premier items up for sale, and bidding for it is already at over $50,000. Hunt worked with the slugger's daughter, Claudia Williams, over the last few years as she arrived at what he says was the difficult decision to sell off some of her father's treasured belongings.
It's been a long process for her to decide how to do this, when to do it, what things not to sell. It's just as important as what is being offered, what things should remain in museums, as she did some very significant pieces, what things she should keep. And having the portion of the proceeds go to the Jimmy Fund. And it just felt like the right time. I can't speak for her. And then obviously, maybe most importantly, doing it here where it really is appropriate to do it, in Fenway Park.
From the point of view of the timing of a sale, seems like it couldn't be more perfect. Fenway's 100th birthday and all the hoopla surrounding that.
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk about the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park, if you're going to talk about the greatest players that played in Fenway Park, you have to start and finish with Ted Williams. I mean, and that's not really an opinionated thing. I think it's pretty fact-based. So it's neat to see people come through here and see the things. We had this morning a group of kids come in. There must have been 20 kids crowded around a case looking at Babe Ruth's ball. That's part of it. That's part of the fun of the event.
From the personal Ted Williams collection, what sparked the most interest so far?
I'll tell you what's very interesting to me, and I'm glad to see it, is his military things have had probably actually pound for pound as much interest as anything in the sale. His military ID, his amazing flight logs that he carried with him. These are his actual logs that he used in World War II and the Korean War to record his flights. It's nice to see people recognize that a player of his stature served almost 5 years and lost 5 of the prime years of his career to serve his country in 2 different wars.
Let's walk over and take a look at something that relates to baseball first. So we're standing in front of a display case right now that holds his MVP award from 1949.
Yeah, I mean, a very special piece. Obviously, for a Major League Baseball player, this is the pinnacle. This is the highest accolade you can receive, which is the most valuable player in the league. And in the collecting world, these are also the pinnacle of awards as well.
Before we came over, I looked at the online bidding, and this was up to $146,000 online, well before auction day. How high do you think this might go?
Yeah, I think that's what's always fun, is to see where it's going to go. Sometimes you'll see that initial bidding burst, and then it'll sort of slow down. Other times we'll have something like that occur, and then the day of the auction, it'll literally double or triple.
Just below the MVP award is a Red Sox jersey worn by Ted Williams. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a 1954 home jersey, and you sort of see all the classic black and white photos. You can almost picture him in it, sort of the shorter sleeves. You know, he liked to cut his tail out and didn't like the uncomfortable part of how it felt in his tail, and the chain stitching down at the bottom that says the year and his famous number 9, of course, on the back.
Not everything that you're selling in the auction is from the Ted Williams collection. There are many other items that are from outside the family, so to speak, including a first pitch baseball. Let's go over and take a look at that. So we're standing in front of another case, and inside that case is a small plexiglass case holding lot number 335, which was a first pitch baseball from the first day Fenway opened, 1912.
Yeah, it sort of speaks for itself. You know, we have been fortunate enough to become acquainted with the collector that had it in his collection. And I sort of talked to him and I said, you may or may not want to sell this piece, but if you ever do in our lifetime, this is the time to do it. He certainly agreed and we're glad he did.
The current bid on that now, as I looked at your website a little earlier, was $140,000. That should go for a lot more than that.
I like the way you think, and we certainly hope it does. I think that's the beauty of an auction. You really don't know until you get to that day when it goes up in the air.
And what can be interesting about selling collectibles is that it just doesn't seem like the state of the economy matters that much, because it's passion that rules how much you want to spend that day as opposed to what it says in your financial portfolio.
It does. We've always found that to be very interesting. And right or wrong, sports always transcends just about everything, and the interest in sports.
Think there'll be any bargains?
There will always be bargains, because there's always that one moment where, for whatever reason, nobody else bid and you win it, and 20 minutes later they all want to buy that piece. I've seen it happen every auction I've ever been involved with.
David Hunt is president of Pennsylvania-based Hunt Auctions. The live auction, which will include hundreds of items from Ted Williams' personal collection, will take place on Saturday, April 28th at Fenway Park, with a preview at the stadium 3 days before that.